听力课堂，听 class.com。
When you meet a friend,
hello there, friend.
Here's what to say.
What do I say?
Let's talk in English with someone every day. Let's talk in English with someone every day.
That's the way.
Hey everybody, and welcome to Let's Talk in English right here at the mall. I am glad you're here. And my name is Tom. You know, yesterday you learned about one of my bad habits. That's right. It's hard for me to be on time sometimes. Well, today we're going to continue talking about habits, and I promise you, you will learn something new. For now,Let's talk about today's Find It question. The question is, what is one of Pam's bad habits? Here it is again. What is one of Pam's bad habits? Well, friends, if you focus in today's lesson, I know that you will find the answer. And I'm looking forward to finding out what this answer is, too. For now, let's go and learn more with the information lady.
Welcome to the Information Desk. I'm Christina. 在你的生活中有哪些习惯是你想改变的呢？今天我们会学到一些 tips, 说不定也能够帮助你哦。Here are the key words. Bite, 咬 bite. Babies 看到玩具就会往嘴巴塞。They like to bite on toys. Nail, 指甲 nail. My nails are too long. 该剪指甲了。Focus, 专心或集中 focus. 接近期末考了 you need to focus on your studies. Avoid, 避开或者是避免 avoid. Jenny 对花会过敏 so he tries to avoid flowers. Worth, 值得做什么或者是有什么的价值 worth. 虽然音乐会的票很贵But it is worth the money. Promise, 承诺或保证 Promise. 例如 he promised to return the money next week. All right, I think it's time to visit our friends.
Conversation A.
Do you have any bad habits, Pam?
Sure, everyone does.
What is one of your bad habits?
I bite my nails.
You do?
Only when I'm nervous, but it's still a bad habit.
Changing a habit is hard. Is there any way to make it easier?
I don't know. Let's look for some information online.
Good idea.Hey, here's a video. Let's watch it.
Hey, everybody. I'm here again. And Andrea is here. Hello, Andrea.
Yes. Hi, everybody. It's good to be here.
And before we go online and look at this video, let's take a look at this conversation. Pam says that one of her bad habits is that she bites her nails.Do you bite your nails, friend? That's a bad habit.
Tom, I didn't know that you bite your nails.
Well, I don't, but I was just showing what it looks like. When you bite your nails, that means you use your teeth to bite your fingernails off. And some people do that. Do you bite your nails? Well, it's a bad habit, right?
It is a bad habit. And we also see...Two key words in this phrase, bite your nails.
That's right. The first key word is bite. And you can bite more things than nails. You bite food. You can bite food when you eat it. If you buy a hamburger, you can take a bite of your hamburger. You can say you are biting into your hamburger.
So when you open and close your mouth, you are biting. Now, you might bite into an apple or bite into a banana. You can also bite your finger or even bite someone else, right? But that's not a good idea, is it, Tom?
No, it's not a good idea, but it does make me think about a video I once saw online. And in this video, there's a cute little boy and his little brother Charlie bit him. So he said, "Charlie bit me. Charlie bit my finger." That's right. It's not nice to bite other people. It hurts when someone bites your finger. But you can use this word bite in the past tense. You can say someone bit me.
Right. The past tense is bit. B-I-T. You can say a mosquito bit me. Mm. It doesn't feel good when an insect like a mosquito bites you.
That's right. It's not nice to bite people. It's not nice for insects to bite you. Well, let's look at our next key word, nail. Your fingernails, or your nails, are at the end of your fingers, and they kind of make your hands look nice.
Right. You have nails on your fingers. Those are fingernails. You also have nails at the end of your toes. The nail is hard, and it protects your finger or toe.
And of course, you need to cut your fingernails every once in a while, otherwise your nails will be too long. Well, friends, let's review these key words. Bite. Bite. Wayne put the apple in his mouth and bit into it.
Nail. Nail. I need to cut my nails. They're really long. Well, friends, we need to learn more from our Read It paragraph.
Read It.
Do you have bad habits? Maybe you smoke, or put things off, or eat too much. Breaking bad habits isn't easy, but it can be done. Here are some things you can do to make the change easier. Think. Think about your bad habits. What are some habits you want to change? Why do you want to change your habit? How will your life be better? Choose. Choose one habit and focus on it. If you try to change too many at once, you might quit trying. Plan. Make a plan. Which people, places, and things make you want to do your bad habit? Avoid them. Then replace your bad habit with a good habit. Share. Tell a friend about your plans. Friends can help you. When you want to quit, your friends can encourage you. Changing a habit isn't easy, but it's worth it. Stop putting it off. Get started today.
Stop putting it off. Get started today. Well, friends, let's get started by focusing on some things that we can learn from this Read It paragraph. Are you ready to focus? Well, let's focus on our first key word here, and it is focus. Now, friends, when you focus on something, that means you think about it a lot. You are thinking about it, and you're not thinking about other things.
That's right. In this online video, we see to choose one habit and focus on it. And that's really helpful, because if I focus on too many bad habits or focus on trying to change too many things, then I might not want to do it at all. But if I can focus on one thing and think about it, to focus on it, then I might be able to change it.
So the first thing is to choose one habit and focus on it. Then we find out about the word plan. Make a plan. Which people, places, and things make you want to do your bad habit? Well, then avoid them. Well, we don't want to avoid this key word. Let's talk about it now. Avoid. Now, when you avoid something or avoid someone, that means you stay away from them or you stay away from that person.
That's right. You stay away from something or someone. You avoid that thing. or you avoid that person. You can use this word in another way too. If you have to drive to work every day, then maybe you like to avoid the traffic. Maybe you leave your house earlier than other people do, so you can avoid all of the other cars on the freeway.
Well, we don't want to avoid our next keyword. It is worth looking at, and the keyword is worth. Changing a bad habit isn't easy, but it's worth it. If something is worth it, that means it is good enough to do. There are many good things about doing it.
That's right. And friends, we are here every day because you are worth it. We enjoy teaching. It does take time and energy, but you know what? You are worth it, and you make it worth it for us.
And it's always a good idea to review keywords. It's always worth it. So let's focus together. The first one is focus. Focus. If we focus, we can finish our work faster.
Avoid. Avoid. Asher avoids drinking milk. Milk makes him sick.
Worth. Worth. Buying good shoes is worth the cost. Then your feet won't hurt. And we have more things to focus on now in Conversation B.
Conversation B.
I will get started today.
Me too.
Let's help each other. If I'm spending too much money, remind me to stop.
Okay. And you can remind me to be on time.
Let's promise to watch out for each other. We can encourage each other to make better habits.
That sounds good. I promise to help.
Me too.
Well, I feel pretty good, friends, because my friends Amy and Pam are going to help each other, and we're all going to help each other because we promised that we would help each other to change our bad habits. So right now I want to look at this key word, promise. Say it with me. Promise. If you promise somebody something, that means you will do what you say. You promise something, it means you will do what you say.
Do you promise to practice English every day? When you promise to do something, you should do what you say you will do.
That's right. What do you promise people? When you promise somebody, you should do it. Well, friends, let's review this keyword. Do you promise to say it with me? Good. Here we go. Promise. Promise. Nice job. Dad promised to be at my concert. I know he'll be there. And friends, my friends have promised me that they're going to help me change my bad habit. And we promise you that Let's Talk in English will be here when you get back from break. Let's go.
Yes, we promise.
Hey, everybody. Did you have a good break? I sure did. I'm glad you're back. Right now, of course, it's time to review today's conversations. And I promise you, if you pay attention, you will learn something new, something that you didn't learn before today. Here we go.
Do you have any bad habits, Pam?
Sure. Everyone does.
What is one of your bad habits?
I bite my nails.
You do?
Only when I'm nervous, but it's still a bad habit.
Changing a habit is hard. Is there any way to make it easier?
I don't know. Let's look for some information online.
Good idea. Hey, here's a video. Let's watch it.
Do you have bad habits? Maybe you smoke or put things off or eat too much. Breaking bad habits isn't easy, but it can be done. Here are some things you can do to make the change easier. Think about your bad habits. What are some habits you want to change? Why do you want to change your habit? How will your life be better? Choose one habit and focus on it. If you try to change too many at once, you might quit trying. Plan. Make a plan. Which people, places, and things make you want to do your bad habit? Avoid them. Then replace your bad habit with a good habit. Share. Tell a friend about your plans. Friends can help you. When you want to quit, your friends can encourage you. Changing a habit isn't easy, but it's worth it. Stop putting it off. Get started today.
I will get started today.
Me too. Let's help each other. If I'm spending too much money, remind me to stop.
Okay. And you can remind me to be on time.
Let's promise to watch out for each other. We can encourage each other to make better habits.
That sounds good. I promise to help.
Me too.
Hello, 欢迎回到 Information Desk。今天聊到了改掉坏习惯这件事。首先 ，Pam 就说他的坏习惯就是咬指甲 ，I bite my nails。动词 bite 是今天的单字，要特别提醒的就是它的动词三态变化。它比较特别的是不规则变化 ，bite, bit, bitten。过去式是 bit， 那过去分词是 bitten。其实另外还有一个动词跟 bite, bit, bitten 的动词变化很像，那就是躲藏 ，hide, hide, hid, hidden。有没有发现它的声音、它的发音还有变化都很像呢？要改变一个坏习惯需要一步一步慢慢来，因为 if you tried to change too many at once, you might quit trying。 这个长长的句子里的 too many 指的就是 too many bad habits。 If you try to change too many at once, you might quit trying。 这个句子里还有一个重要的片语 at once。 Once 是一次的意思，所以at once 是一次同时的意思。比如说很多人同时跟你讲话，那你不知道到底要该听谁的，就可以说 Don't all speak at once。 又或者蛋糕太大块，你根本没有办法一口气吃完全部，就说 It's too big, I can't finish it all at once。 如果坏习惯很多，不想要一下子全部改掉，一次改一个，要不然可能会想 quit trying。 所以 quit 在这里是放弃的意思，后面的动作必须用 ing 的形态，比如 quit smoking 就是戒烟。 quit 后面也可以直接加名词，像 quit school 退学，或者是 quit a job 就是辞职。另一个建议就是 replace your bad habit with a good habit。这个句型也要注意咯， replace 是替换， replace A with B 就是用 B 来代替 A 的意思。比如 Amy 生病了，那我们请 Pam 来代替她，就是 replace Amy with Pam。 或者是喝下午茶的时候，如果你不想在茶里面加糖，可以用蜂蜜来代替啊，所以 you can replace sugar with honey。这就是 replace A with B 的用法了。 OK, that's it for today. 今天是星期五，所以祝你有一个愉快的周末，我们下周一见咯， Bye!
星 and say
Hello everyone, I'm the Black Pearl and this is Sing and Say at the Mall. Are you ready to get started?
Yes!
Then let's get started. Woohoo! Get up, sing it. Get up, start your day, sing it. Start your day. habits, say it.
Habits.
Daily habits, say it.
Daily habits.
Very good. Shower, sing it.
Shower.
Yeah. I shower in the morning, sing it.
I shower in the morning.
Seldom, say it.
Seldom.
Good. Get dressed, sing it.
Get dressed.
Whoo! Depends, sing it.
Depends.
Woo! Well, that depends, say it.
Well, that depends.
Alarm clock, sing it.
Alarm clock.
Yes. Necessary, sing it.
Necessary.
Yeah. An alarm clock, say it.
An alarm clock
is necessary, say it.
Is necessary.
Yes, it is. Comb, sing it.
Comb.
Twice, sing it.
Twice.
Susan combs her hair, say it.
Susan combs her hair.
Twice a day, say it.
Twice a day.
Fabulous. Improve, sing it.
Improve.
Woo! Focus, sing it.
Focus.
You're worth it, say it.
You're worth it.
Oh, I know. Promise, sing it.
Promise.
Yeah, I promise to see you next time.
I need to wash my hands.
I need to wash my hands.
我需要去洗手。
I need to wash my hands.
Why? Your hands don't look dirty.
But it's time to eat. I need to wash my hands.
No, you don't. Just use a knife and fork.
I need to wash my hands. People who don't wash their hands can get really sick.
Really sick? Oh, I need to wash my hands.
I need to wash my hands.
I need to wash my hands.
我需要去洗手。
Hey everyone, it's time for the question of the day. Here it is. Do you have a habit you want to change? What is it? Let me say that again. Do you have a habit you want to change? What is it? I know. Let's ask Tom. Tom, do you have a habit you want to change? What is it?
There is one habit I would like to change. You know that I like to watch movies, and I always have a lot of popcorn whenever I watch a movie. So I would like to change that habit. I would like to eat more sweet popcorn because usually I have salty popcorn in the theater. That's one habit I would like to change.
So you want to change. You mm-hmm. don't want to eat salty popcorn. Mm-hmm. You want sweet popcorn. Okay, well, I hope you can change that habit. I hope you come every day. Don't change that habit.
That's right.
We'll see you next time on Let's Talk in English at...
The Mall.
Bye-bye.